Great. So the recording started, and so welcome to all of you. Good to have all of you here today. And so just for those of you who are new, this teleseminar first is based on the teachings of Sydney Banks and the three principles. And if you would like to understand more beyond today's teleseminar, of course you could look at my other teleseminars or drop me a note, but you want to also be able to watch videos by Sydney Banks or read some of his books. He's the source of the understanding that led me to develop these teleseminars. The other thing is, for these teleseminars, I like it to be interactive, and I hope people feel comfortable being able to share questions about today's topic or anything that they've realized from today's talk, or really anything about the principles or Sydney Banks teachings. So what happens is I'll talk for about 20 minutes or so about the topic, some ideas to present to you, and then I'll open it up for you to share with us, asking questions or sharing anything you'd like about your understanding. To do so, you have to press star 2 on your phone. Well, I'll come back when it's time to invite you. I'll come back and remind you about that. But if people have listened to my past teleseminars, you see that when people share, it's very enriching. Well, once again, welcome. Today is Learn to Change Your Mind, Moving from Negative to Positive. And really, today's topic came from really a practical point that I, you know, when I listen to Sydney Banks, sometimes it sounds to me like he's being practical. And he pointed us to something of what I shared today that, learn to move away from negativity to positivity. We can do this. And it's much, much different than positive thinking, because to make a statement like that or to practice changing your mind, you need to have an understanding of the principles, particularly the fact that you have this this power, this formless energy we call thought, that allows you to have an experience of your life moment to moment. If you have an understanding that, let's say, thought actually is what allows you to see your life, your way in that moment. And once you realize that your thinking and the way you're using thought is creating the experience you're having right now, boredom, excitement, worry, joy, the moment you see that that's coming from within you, through the way you're engaging this power of thought, then you can stop and you can think about what you're thinking. You see, that understanding gives you a freedom to have the sense of having more choice about whether to continue to engage the thinking you've been engaging so far. And that's where today's title comes from. If you're understanding that nature of thought, you can begin to move yourself away from engaging the negative thinking we've all learned to engage in our lives. We've all learned to think out of habits that we've developed growing up all the way to now, you know, listening to family, teachers, friends, co-workers, and our own interpretations of people's ideas, you know. But if you understand that the experience you're having right now in life, the way you're seeing life in this moment, is dictated by the way you use thought. Well, it isn't too great a leap to begin to kind of guide yourself away from engaging negative thinking. In fact, I was just talking to a client today who got into a lot of worry. And as she's beginning to understand how worry is just a learned habit of thinking, she told me today that it was becoming easier for her to just look away from any worry, to see that that it's not going to really give her something that's useful or meaningful. That's how she started to realize and understand the principle of thought. And so she actually, in her way, is noticing when she gets into this habit of thought and is moving away from it, is not looking at it, is not attending to it. But more importantly, as I've listened to Sydney Banks recently, is his pointing in the direction of look to positivity. And what he means by positivity is not, like I said earlier, positive thinking. It's look to the beautiful feelings that you are. Look to, he would always say, love and understanding. But by his pointing to his, say, using the word positivity, it's really meaning that he has seen that we have states of beauty within ourselves, of happiness, joy, well-being, and love beyond what we can imagine. And so when he says, like in terms of today's title, look away from negativity to positivity, he's not meaning look to get positive thinking. He's saying look away from your negativity and look to the beautiful feelings that you are, that are already exist within you. So that's something to really take you a little deeper than thinking this is just changing your thoughts. It's really being able to recognize how you're using the gift of thought, as Sid would say, in a way that dictates to you right now how you're going to experience this moment of life. And to begin to really have faith in moving away from troubling experiences of yourself, troubling thoughts, and really have faith that you can look into beautiful feelings. For me, it just, as I mentioned before, listening to Sydney Banks in a three-day seminar, he would speak at a very high spiritual level, which of course I could not grasp intellectually. You're not meant to grasp it intellectually. But he did help me with guidance, you know. He would always say, you know, it's love and understanding. And I knew then I could do love and understanding. Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg of the beautiful feelings available to us. The oneness we can feel with all life. And just sitting in joy and peace of mind. And more than that, because I'm imagining those, you know, I'm putting words on feelings, see, and he's saying they're even greater than you can imagine. So look, if you're looking in the direction of wanting to feel more happiness, that's really a great direction to be moving into. And yet, you have more of that feeling you're looking for than you can imagine. Isn't that something? It's profound for me, and it's not that I go try to figure it out. I just let that sit with me, keep helping myself see that. see if I can open up to more beautiful feelings when they're around. And in fact, that's really the key as you're going through your day. As beautiful feelings emerge, highlight them, underline them, appreciate them, keep yourself in them. I just saw through yesterday as I was out in our city here with my wife that, you know, there were times when I would be caught with, you know, my usual habits of thought. I'd be able to let them go, and there'd be moments of beautiful feelings, and I would embrace them. I'd hold myself there, you know? I would keep myself in the beautiful feelings of being grateful or just having a laugh, enjoying just having a laugh rather than that was good. Let's get back and to being serious, you know, which was my habit for a while growing up, you know, but really to have a laugh and enjoy that. And it's funny, I just noticed that as you're having a laugh with someone, you also, you'll also, if you're really embracing that, you'll see their lightheartedness. You see that they are someone who has laughter, who can get to laughter, who has this lightness. That's how I am starting to see this because, you know, like early on in our marriage, before my understanding these principles and Sid's teachings, you know, I had my wife in categories. And it would limit possibility, really. You put someone in a category and it limits the possibility of seeing more of who they truly are. That's what I learned. And once I realized that my categories were just made up ideas coming from the way I am using the power of thought, I let those go. And allowed me to see more, well, with my wife particularly, and more of this human being here that's so special. I never saw that. I never saw specialness, or I never was able to see her unique way at times of sharing love. And so when we had a laugh yesterday, and I just followed the title for today's teleseminar, and I just embraced that laughter, I just saw her in this lightness and how lighthearted she is. It allowed me to see her deeper. And there is more there than this. There's more for all of us there than just living in that connection with others, that beautiful sense of their being. And that's why I'm sharing the title today. The other piece is that this isn't like you have to remember to look away from your negative thinking, let's say. You don't have to remember anything because it will be given to you. If you have some understanding, any little bit of understanding, that the way you're using thought is creating the experience you're living in right now, that's going to come back to you. It's going to occur in your mind in the way, your way. For me, it comes up like, you know, Mark, your thinking's off or your thinking's going south. Now it's even, you know, more softer. I just see that I'm looking at it wrong. It's just something that I notice. It's not like I am practicing anything. I just notice. It occurs to me that I'm caught up in some of my habit of negative thinking. And that's what's available for all of us. We don't have to go out and give ourselves more work at trying to remember what we're talking about today or your understanding of the principles. It will come to you. And that's the beauty of the fact that we're mind. Mind is this intelligence that will guide you through life, and it will give you your understanding. Now, that doesn't mean, it doesn't mean immediately you're going to get your bearings back. Most of the time, though, you can. Sometimes when you're caught in some long, let's say, ingrained habit or some really strongly conditioned way of thinking, it may occur to you. And, the best you could do is know that that's just your thinking. And so you hold it lightly until it kind of meanders on its own path, you see. And that's what this client of mine said today. Before, when worry would come up, I would follow it, see, and I would get into all of the thinking around it and scare myself. And I'd be in anxiety. And so what she's realized that that's just a learned way of thinking. When it comes up, she can hold it gently. Even if she's a bit nervous, the worry's still around, she doesn't follow it. And usually it dissipates, But most of the time she was saying she could just see how she's using her thoughts, her thinking to worry and look away. And so to me, that is so hopeful. It's so hopeful for this understanding that we can get to a place of realizing the nature of our thinking, the nature of thought, where we can let these old visitors, these habits we've learned, just have a momentary stay, a momentary visit, let's say. And then you show them the door. Maybe you don't even open the door. You look through the people and see who's out there. But that's the possibility for all of us. And you can set your sights. You can, like this morning, as I was thinking again about the teleseminar, getting it ready, again, I could see myself thinking, well, look away from any negativity. Look toward the positivity. Look to the beautiful feelings that exist within us. I've also found that when you once again, let's say it occurs to you that you're caught in your habit of thinking, when that occurs to you, it's gentle. And it usually will give you something. It may give you something as simple, but yet, in a way, profound. Yesterday, seeing that in the laughter that my wife is such a lighthearted spirit, you see, that's kind of gentle. Or it might really give you a new way of being with people. Like I've shared with you around my work, my relationship with my colleagues at the psychiatry clinic where I worked most of my clinical career. And how profound that was, that it just occurred to me that I'm thinking about them wrongly. Once I saw that, it really softened immediately, and then I was given an understanding for them that I had been learning attending SID seminars. So I had been pointing myself or opening up to more understanding of how about my own thinking, but also about how to relate to other people. In the sense that everybody around us, everybody in life, is the same spiritual essence using thought their way. You see? In a way, it has nothing to do with you, the way that they're thinking and acting. It's an impersonal fact of life that all of us are the same energy creating or dictating, as today's words, dictating our experience of life moment to moment through thought. And so the people around you doing the same thing. And if they have no understanding of this, they're going to be caught up in a lot of their habitual thinking. But the impersonal nature of it is we're all the same. We're all the same. So if somebody in your life is caught up in a lot of troubled thinking, painful thinking, stressful thinking, they're not going to be kind usually to the person in front of them. It doesn't matter if that's you, because they would be that way with anybody in front of them. So that's the impersonal nature of it. The impersonal nature of it is this is all spiritual. This is all the play out of the fact that we have these spiritual powers of thought, mind, and consciousness, and everybody's using them their way. But we're all the same. We all are creating our experience of life the same way through the power of thought. One of the major ways people get caught up in negativity is thinking about themselves. And it's so easy to learn to get to thinking about yourself in a way that you feel bad, you know, or get hurtful feelings or feel less than. We've all learned to make comparisons of ourselves or follow shoulds or ought tos or be critical and serious about ourselves, monitor ourselves. Well, that's all a way of using thinking that usually is creating negative ways of thinking about ourselves and, you know, painful feelings. But just beyond that thinking, if that thinking quiets down, is our beautiful essence, our true nature, these beautiful feelings. It's right there. And as Sid has said about that, where all of us have self-esteem, all of us have beautiful feelings to live in about us, about ourselves, were it not for our silly beliefs, our learned habits of thought. So nothing wrong with getting caught in looking at life through your habits of thought. We all will. There's no complete getting rid of them 100% because we're never at the same level of understanding, the same level of consciousness. But we can recognize what we're doing. We can wake up to what we're doing. That's the power here. Once again, we can realize, oh no, there I go again. I'm caught up in that fearful thinking, or I'm caught up in comparing myself. And once we see that, then we'll find our way with it. Like my client who says that she just holds it gently and doesn't go further or get quiet in ourselves or get calm, and then in come the beautiful feelings. We're all in them. That's what she said right now. We're all in them right now. The reason we're not completely immersed in them is because I'm thinking, talking to you, and you're listening to my thinking, or my talking. Well, my thinking too, but you're listening to me share my thinking. That's a better way to say it. But we're in these beautiful feelings right now, and that's why I thought when I heard this from Sid, it'd be great to share it with you. Learn to change your mind from negative to positive. learn to just change it, like you would the thermostat on the temperature control. The power to live learning to change your mind is to know that you are these beautiful feelings. You are happiness and well-being. And the more you drop away from negativity, the more they come alive for you. So I just wanted to share that with you today. I'm going to stop here for a moment and check in with all of you. Like I mentioned, I really love our teleseminars to be interactive so that we're talking with one another. You're sharing with all of us. So if something from today you'd like to share about, if you have a question, if you'd like to share something about the principles or questions about that, I'd love to hear from you. To do that, you need to press star 2 on your phone. So I would love to hear anything that you'd like to share. Okay, hold on. Got somebody. I'm wondering, this is Easton, Maine or Massachusetts?
It's Massachusetts.
Hello?
It's Richie in Massachusetts.
Richie, okay, yeah. Somehow I didn't recognize that this time around. Hi, Richie.
Yeah, hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, great. I'm good.
This is a great topic, and I was kind of blowing it off. I go, yeah, you know, positive thinking, negative thinking. But I'm listening in. And I think I have seen something new. As a matter of fact, I think I got so excited about what I saw that I don't think I listened to the last 10 minutes of what you were saying. I was just so off in my thinking. But I was at breakfast with a couple of old friends this couple days ago on Sunday morning. And at the end of our breakfast, they got into a conflict, disagreement about how to handle the bill. And I could feel my stomach tightening up. And I knew I didn't want to speak from that place. So I'm just into it, but it's like it wouldn't go away. I could hear all the self-talk, like, here they go again, that he wants to be right. Today what occurred to me is that I have all this thinking about conflict and that it's bad. And that how could I shift into something positive if that's what I'm telling myself? So it's like, this is bad. I should somehow be able to overcome this badness, but I'm the one who made up the badness.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's like they were being very civil. They don't raise their voices. They're, you know, very much under control. But my stomach has got a knot in it. And I just realized that in listening to what you were sharing, that I just couldn't see my way out of they're wrong. They're doing this to me. I mean, I've been around this understanding for a while now. But I had that habit of thinking that conflict is bad, disagreement is bad. Somehow I have to, anyhow, I'm hearing myself repeat myself. But I just wanted to thank you. I'm like excited now to be around the next conflict.
Well, this is, thank you, Richie. That's beautiful. Don't go start a conflict, but
No. But I just want to see what happens, because I have another habit. It's like, oh yeah, you know, like after something goes on, and then you say, well, I should have said this or that, and so exactly. So I can go. I'll get some other negative thinking about, oh, you're just, they're not, it's not around now. But when the conflict happens, you're still going to have a knot in your stomach. Maybe, maybe not.
No, I don't think so. That's beautiful to see that. That's beautiful to see. Isn't that something, how we can just realize a way that we are thinking that, and then it gives you, I can hear the freedom of it in you. You got lighter.
And, oh, yeah.
That's, you know, and that's the essence of our realizing another way we're using the nature of thought to affect ourselves. And, you know, when you were talking about that, the other thing I realized is even labeling it conflict is a thought.
Mm. Yep.
Like we're labeling it something that then affects us, right?
Yes.
But even labeling it a conflict gets people thinking.
Yes.
So, yeah. Beautiful, Richie.
It's interesting that you say that, because one of the few things I did interject when they were back and forth is that one of my friends says, you're dictating how it should be. And
yeah.
I noticed that, and I said, you know, that kind of language, you know, is comes with a judgment. Maybe he's saying something and that you're calling it dictating. And then my other friend, no, I'm not dictating. So I could see it in their language,
yeah.
But I couldn't see it in my thinking until just now.
Yeah.
So thanks
that's
for that.
That's beautiful.
Conflict.
That's great, Richie. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you.
And then we have Diane.
Oh, hi, Mark. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Diane.
Yes. Oh, good. Thank you. First of all, thanks so much for doing this. It's a perfect topic for me today. Yesterday, I've just been in lots of physical stuff happening in the last week or two. But anyway, yesterday I woke up and I was in really lots of pain. And then I didn't realize I was doing this until you guys were talking. But then I guess I started thinking about and judging myself and being hard on myself, like, oh, my gosh, why am I like this now? Because it was worse yesterday than it's been in a while. And then it's a circle of negative stuff. Sorry, I almost said
that.
Yeah. And then the thought occurred to me, and the only thing I knew, Mark, was that, well, I know that this is going to pass. I just know it's going to pass. So I'll just give it as little energy as I can. And I actually had some pain medicine. And, you know, like I'd think, oh, I don't want to take the pain medicine, blah, blah, blah. And then I remember one thing Sid said, you know, somebody asked him in a conference about some physical pain or something, or was describing something. And Sid said, well, I would tell them to go to a doctor. And I thought, well, I have this medicine. I'm just going to take it, you know, how I should. And then I just, like, I calmed down, you know, like I stopped being so hard on myself, like you were saying. And then I just kind of just little puttered around. I listened to some really quiet Hawaiian music. And I guess I was just more accepting, you know. And anyway, I hope that made sense to you. But it's such a blessing, you know, like, because of the physical, I mean, physical stuff's going to happen, but it's how I'm thinking about it. I never thought about this yesterday, but it's how I'm thinking about it and adding to the nonsense of it, you know, instead of just accepting it and dealing the best I can and listening to my wisdom what to do, eh?
That's beautiful, as you have shared with us, you are seeing one of the major things that affect people who have pain is that they get caught up in thinking about it. You know, they're making mm-hmm. a lot out of it using thought, which mm-hmm. usually leads to more suffering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's and the other piece is, again, like what I was wanting to emphasize is that as you've had this mm-hmm. understanding, as we all have had this understanding, it occurred to you mm-hmm. to just let it pass. See, mm-hmm. what you had already realized in your past learning came to you and mm-hmm. gave you the power to kind of back off a bit, you know? And then you were able to say, take the medicine. You know, when I was working, just as an aside, when I was working in this medical center, of course, we had people coming in with injuries and pain, and they wouldn't take medicines that were prescribed for pain. And the logic really is the body heals better if it's not, if it can relax, if it can settle down and not have to keep fighting pain. And the medicine, the pain medicine, allows the body to heal. And luckily with your wisdom, you saw the common sense. And that was common sense, what Sid said. Wasn't that powerful common sense? Because somebody was asking, couldn't I spiritually heal my body? And he said, if I had something wrong with me, I would go to the doctor. So it really got back to, again, how Sid talks about it's common sense.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Diane.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Diane. Sure. Yeah. And then there's one more person who wanted to share, and I don't know who you are, but go ahead and share.
Hello, it's Alberto.
Oh, Alberto, hi.
Hi. Well, Mark, thank you very much for the, you know, for this conversation. I feel so good. I feel so good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I'm blessed with very good feelings. I want to ask you about something that I'm not feeling right now, but sometimes I do, which is when thoughts, you know, like to come back. Let me say that way. Let me put it that way, you know. They are recurrent thoughts, recurrent negative thoughts that keep visiting me. And then I create new thoughts about why I'm having those thoughts. And, you know, it's like a cycle, you know. It's not just one thought I let go. It's just when it keeps coming back, when, you know, it's spoiling the game, it's spoiling the party, if you want, you know. Killjoy thoughts. And just any input from you would be welcome.
One thing that comes to mind is it's kind of also a level of consciousness, you know, so that we get, when we find a, when we can, when nice feelings arise, our level of consciousness has arisen. When we speak as people have spoken today from insights, we've had a rise in our understanding, our level of consciousness. But it doesn't stay there. It always is fluctuating up and down. And so we're all vulnerable to getting recycled habits of thought, because our levels of consciousness go up and down. When they go down, we're more vulnerable at that time to get our particular habits of negative thoughts. And they do come around because of our changes in our levels of consciousness. And Sid always helped us with that. He said, you know, if you're ever in, he would call it, let's say, low mood, but let's say in recycled thinking or repeated thinking, just have the courage to see that the only thing that's happened is your level of consciousness dropped. Nothing else, you see? And so with that understanding, you can just hold it. We don't have to add more thinking about this repeated thinking or this recycled thinking. We can just see, well, okay, my level of consciousness dropped, my understanding isn't at the place it should be or I would like it to be, but that's all that's happened, and it happens to every human being. And so then, for me, when I heard that, it helped me not add more to the old negative thinking when it came up. The other piece is what I said, have the courage. And this is a biggie that I still am reflecting on to get better at. But he said, you know, when you're in that repeated thinking, let's say, or recurring thinking, again, you know, because of consciousness and thought, it looks real. You feel it. As Richie was saying, you know, at that lunch, he felt it. He felt thinking and in his stomach. So it looks real. He's saying, have the courage. Have the courage to just realize it's thought. See? So I'm working there. I'm reflecting on that. Because when you're in something like bother or self-criticism, judging yourself, comparing yourself, it's real in the moment. And he's saying, have the courage to just see nothing happen. Like we're talking today, it's just a habit of thought. It's just a level of consciousness. And like that client I had this morning, in her view was, if I just hold it gently, it'll pass away. And it'll just go on its way. So that's how to look, to reflect there. That whenever you're in a low mood, whenever you're troubled, whenever you're in, like today, what I'm calling negativity, just see that you just had a drop in your level of consciousness. You don't have the understanding you had an hour ago, a day ago, you know. But that's all that's happened. It's not going to remain there. Your level of consciousness keeps fluctuating. So you want to have the courage to just see that, not believe the thinking that's coming around. That's just residue that doesn't want to be fired from the job of disturbing you. George Prensky used to say, with this understanding, we're giving pink slips. You know, pink slips are like notices to an employee that they're fired. No. So he goes, we're giving pink slips to the brass band. You see, there's this brass band, and we're giving them pink slips. So maybe you've got rid of the trumpet section, but now there's still the trombone, and I don't know what else they have in there. but you see, so you're handing out pink slips, and as you do gain more understanding, less and less noise will come your way. So I hope that made sense, Alberto. Yeah.
Yes, it made a lot of sense, and it's a very good understanding. Thank you very much, Mark.
Glad to have you here, Alberto. Well, thank you, everyone. Does anyone have anything before we close, anybody else with something that you'd like to share or ask about? You could see what we get from people when they share. Just really nice feeling from them, but also we learn too. As Alberto was asking his question, I really didn't see, I didn't see at the time he was asking it what I shared. So I was learning along the way as well. Well, it was wonderful being with all of you. I hope this was helpful to you. Next month, our teleseminar is going to be later in the month. I'm going to be in Ireland doing a three principles retreat on there's more to life than thinking about yourself, talking about self-esteem. So that's the middle of the month. So toward the end of the month, be on the lookout for an email for the for our next teleseminar. Thanks again for being here. Have a good rest of the month. Enjoy the beginnings of summer. Bye, everyone.